You are listening to The Corporate Travel Show, your weekly guide to what's happening in the world of corporate travel. I am Snehal, co-founder of Zoliday. Let's get started. In the last episode, we discussed about how travel managers can manage business travel in today's strange times of COVID-19. In today's episode, Bhaumik joins me to discuss employee safety during business travel. Employee safety has emerged as the centerpiece, the focal point around business travel planning. Bhaumik led the development of Traveler Safety Console at Zoliday. So Bhaumik, how's the week been? I see that you managed to get a haircut.
Getting a haircut after 3 months was quite an experience, and that too at home was just amazing. And it's been a pretty great week with great weather in Bangalore, with rains happening every evening. It's just been great. I just love the weather, and within haircut, I think it feels like I have a massive load off my shoulders.
Oh yeah, totally agree to you about the weather. I have been wanting to get one haircut myself. Maybe I should try this weekend. I mean, everything's opening up, so let's see. So moving on to employee safety, what are the important factors travel managers should consider to ensure employee safety during business travel?
One thing that a travel manager should really like to do is identify which locations are actually safe to go on. As in, is this country open or not? And how do you get that information is definitely your embassies. So like an interesting development that happened over the last week is the EU countries, as in the European countries I mean, have opened up travel within themselves, but not from other continents. So for example, France allows travel from Germany, but not from USA. So things like that need to be taken care of.
Which embassies should a travel admin or travel manager follow at this point? Who are maintaining the best authentic updated data?
That's a great question, because like we have 184 countries in the world, and keeping track of all of them, not all embassies do a good job of that. So in my experience, I feel UK, US, Canada, Denmark and Finland have made kept their ratings or their advisories for travelers right up to date. Even things like what I discussed about Germany and France has been updated in all of these 5 embassies, but not at several other places. So if anyone wants to keep an up-to-date track of what's happening in the travel world, please follow the updates on these embassies.
And yeah, and that should probably also depend on what countries your employees are traveling to, right? So if, let's say, my employees are traveling only to US or EU countries, I would probably just follow the US embassy or like the EU embassy, selected countries in EU, which, you know, my employees travel to. Correct?
Yes, yeah. That is a fair point. But what I still feel is, even if your employees are not traveling to a particular country, you still need to follow like the advisories on the US or UK's embassies. Why? Because what I felt is like the embassies in several Asian countries like Malaysia, Vietnam, they don't keep the websites up to date. So even if you if an employee has to travel to those countries, I think the sources of information, the information that is captured on these embassies' websites from US and UK is really useful to make a decision on whether to let your employee travel there or not.
Okay, how frequently should one check? Because check the embassy sites. It might happen if I check the sites and updated everything in my common business travel system and the information changed completely. Now new countries are opening up, or probably some countries have banned travel. How frequently should one check? Should it be like weekly or daily or monthly? What do you think?
So yes, it has been very dynamic with different countries opening up with different schedules. I feel monthly is too slow a frequency to update your thing. And I feel weekly would be a good balance between a lot of work and keeping yourself up to date with the latest travel advisories. So weekly should be a great thing. So what I would suggest is, like, open up these embassies websites and figure out which travel advisories have been added over the last week. Or alternatively, we have built something at Zoliday to solve this problem.
Yes, at Zoliday, we have been working for the past 2 months and have come up with this amazing new module called Traveler Safety Console. It solves problems for both the travel admin and traveling employees. For travel admin, they can track all the dynamic travel advisories from all embassies. So we have written scrapers and crawlers who will continuously download data and show it in a single window. And then you can use that data to regulate or to restrict travel to certain cities or airports. So that feature is also linked to your policy. So whenever an employee searches for a hotel or a flight to a place which is now restricted, it would probably need an additional approval or it would not show any results. So it works for both the cases. And we have also built a trip tracking feature where you can track all the trips happening in real time at a given moment. So God forbid, if your employee is in some danger, the admin would be instantly alerted and they could take some immediate action.
That's really cool, Snehal. And let me talk something more about on what we have done to reduce the uncertainties of the employees as they travel. So as you know, most of them would be worried whether going to a given location would be safe or not. So you need to get rid of those anxieties. And how do we do that? So there are some things that we have built out in our new module. First is we have built up emergency toolkit. What it essentially has all the important helpline numbers that could be provided right on their app, which would give them access to that information at any time that's needed, from police to coronavirus helpline numbers to even emergency helpline numbers in the companies. With employees equipped with these numbers, they would feel relatively more safer to travel as the lockdown eases.
Yeah, that's right. So imagine like your employee is actually in US to close her deal and now she's stuck because of some unrest or riots happening over there. I mean, it can be quite stressful.
It can get stressful, definitely, because you are in an unknown land where you don't know anyone. So it is quite reassuring to know when you know that you have some of the most important people who are connected and can get you out of any situation possible. That's an amazing kind of sense of security to have, and which will even motivate your travels to further achieve your business goals.
That's right, Bhaumik. It will be a massive relief if I have this helpline numbers handy with me when I'm traveling. In addition to this, on Zolliday, managers can also filter hotels, cabs, and airlines by service. We have a safety score for every listing, which is based on internal reviews, sanitization protocols, cleanliness procedures which airlines and hotels are following, TripAdvisor ratings, and even the crime rate in the area. Any property or listing which you find risky, you can probably take it off the list.
Great point, Snehal. So as I see it, Traveler Safety Console is the approach most of the companies would adopt moving on to the future, where you manage the latest advisories, take actions on it and manage your policies around it, and also build features that reduces your employees' safeties and anxieties. So that is an amazing feature which I feel all companies will look to adopt in the future.
And to make it easier for companies to use this Traveler Safety Console, we have made it completely free to get started with Zolliday, up to 100 bookings a month for a very limited time. And you can choose to pay only if you see it driving value to your company.
That's it for today. Be sure to join us next week on the Corporate Travel Show. And do check us out on our website, www.zolliday.com, to get started with your business travel automation. Here's Snehal, signing off. Take care and stay safe.